There's before and there's after. And right now, Hemisphere has a great before.
You know, there's a lot of love towards Hemisphere, towards the 1968 Hemisphere and what it did for our city. And there's a lot of love for the existing playground.
Rachel Holland, spokeswoman for the Hemisphere Park Area Redevelopment Corporation, said the first event is Hemisphere on Halloween night.
The Magic Theater actually is creating a spooky maze for young children to run through with their actors that will, you know, be dressed up in costume. And the old historical homes down Goliad Street will be decorated and activated into trick-or-treat destinations.
Holland said it can be a challenge to gain support for plans that aren't developed yet.
How can we use this as a way to really engage people beyond just coming to party or coming to enjoy the space, but really, really get their interest and support in the transformation and the actual redevelopment effort?
H-Park is scheduling other events throughout the holidays, such as a holiday lighting to coincide with the Riverwalk lighting. They want to familiarize residents with the visions for Hemisphere and to solicit their ideas for the transformation that is to take place over the next 10 to 15 years.
If you like what's there now, you're really going to be blown away by what's coming.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.